You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We're in the house. This is a beautiful day. Beautiful thing to be here with all you gentlemen. This is your boy Case, Those Casual Reds. First of all, let's get the sponsors out the way. We're brought to you by Balorian, Milukian, and Ashakirian. BMS is what they're called. They're full staff. Six staff lawyers, esquires as I call them, that specialize in personal injury, wrongful death, wrongful firement. I don't know. You want to sue the city? Sue the city. But anyway, 747-444-444, 98% success rate, all the good things. Ask for Ashat, Vahe, Ani, Dave, Shushan, Hike, the man, Balorian, Malukian, Shaq Gideon, 747-444-444. Let's bring everybody in. What's going on, Reds, those casuals? First of all, let me introduce everybody. I got Germ in the studio with me, Cheese, Mikey in ATL, Sean in Pittsburgh, Mikey in SoCal. How are we doing? Missed y'all for a week. Glad to be here. It's positive vibes being a United supporter. It's positive. Let's go real quick. What'd you guys think about the...
I think you gotta turn on my mic.
Got the mics off, bro?
Go down.
Mikey, you lost power? Why went dark?
Casey.
It's all right.
Check. Can you hear us?
Yeah, all right? Man.
It's all right.
I was going to keep it 100. I got the vibes because my man looked like Bounty Killer in front of me.
So mercy.
I'm a little shook up right now. I'm smelling the essence. So everything is just, our studio's lit. Man. It's all types of things going on in the studio. It's different.
Oh, man.
It's different. All right.
It's island vibes.
It's island vibes in the studio. Whoa.
Calm it down.
The Reds are in the States. They have invaded the States. I know my date. We're all going to go to different games. My date is this Saturday. We're going to be in the house. You know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be talking shit to troops. Yeah. It's already lined up. Mikey, where are you guys going to go? And the date.
Where are we going to go?
Yeah, your game. Your South Carolina.
It's in South Carolina.
What's the date, though?
The 3rd of August.
I'm with Big Mikey, sir.
Word.
And Bandito, you're going where?
I'm going to lovely Manchester.
Oh, I thought you were going to San Diego. My bad.
I'll be there. Flight is booked. Arrangements are being made. Late September, October. Nice. So three Premier League matches
before
and
I even
two Europa League matches.
Nice.
Damn.
Boys.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
That's how you coordinate.
I need to get rid of my kid and stop being able to do trips like that.
Wow. Or you might need to bet on South Sudan basketball squad.
South Sudan is real.
In 2 weeks, I'll probably be doing the show from England because I got to pop back to England.
Nice.
Well, nice.
Unfortunate, the reason I've got to go back, but I got to go back for a week. So
I was trying to find the dates for the thing. But, they're in the States. People are going to be going to see them practice out here when?
Friday evening.
It's going to be free for all the masses. I think the only players that might be here, I just read that Zerski and Rasmus are going to be coming out for the U.S. tour. I don't know if it's going to be in time for the L.A., so that should be exciting for everybody to see them. A couple of the youngsters will be here. Well, three of them will be here. We got Hamas, Collier, and Wheatley.
Wheatley's coming. Cool.
Amas. Forgive me. Forgive me. God. You know, I got CTE, you know. I don't do things right. I'm the dumb one on the show. Amas. So they'll be out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. At first, you know, preseason thing, you know how we do. I never even finished them. I've embarrassed myself many times. So, you know, I'm going to have vibes and things. You going?
I'm in there, man.
You're in there? All right. So, I guess we're going to get into it since the U.S. tour is boring. let's go into current news. An hour ago, Fabrizio Romano said that there has not been any formal offer for PSG for Sancho, so he definitely will be on the tour. That means he'll probably be with us the next 10 days. Sancho, I was watching these two gentlemen show last night, and they were talking about Sancho, and he was not impressive at all.
Correct.
I feel like there's a possibility we're going to get lowballed on him, or he's going to be with us. How do you guys feel about Sancho? I don't want to go too much on what we saw in the preseason game, but he's the person that has become our problem again, on the field and off the field. Sean, how do you feel about Sancho?
You want to go ahead there, Big Mike?
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Oh, were you playing games?
Is he playing game right now?
I got SC ranked fourth in the nation at me at running back. But okay, so I'm not in the camp of like get him out. If like I said, if Ten Hag is okay with him, I want to see what if he can contribute anything. My biggest thing for it to say that is I like the depth, right? He can come on. We were injury plagued last year, and I like the idea that we have an extra guy that could do it, and let's just see if he could do it this year. I mean, the last 2 years he hasn't been able to do it. Fell out with the coach. Coach let him back in. I'll let him back in, and I'll give him some time. And if he's not producing, he could be gone by Christmas time. That's all right with me. But I like it for depth reasons.
Sean.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. Yeah. I think he needs to go. We need the money for CDM pretty badly. I think he needs to go now. Like I said yesterday, we have depth on the wings right now. We don't have depth in CDM right now. So that's my opinion. I'll take 40. If someone wants to give us 40 million for him, take it. Take it and run.
Bandito.
Yeah, I think all the transfer rumors to PSG are bullshit.
Yeah.
It's coming from a not very good source out of France. It's not coming from any news from the clubs, not coming from Ornstein or Andy Mitten or those types of folks. So, yeah, he'll be on the tour. He'll be in the shop window. And if someone comes in for a bid, I think United will take it. I think he wants to leave. Mm-hmm. So,
Do you think, Bandino, what I said yesterday was, I think he's stuck here. I don't think anyone can afford his wages and the fee at the same time.
Yeah, it's... You're right. It's like Dortmund, they want him, but they don't want to pay money for him. They don't want to take on his wages. Mm-hmm. So it's a really tough one. I think United would have to pay part of the wages. And
yeah. I saw something interesting today. Has anyone seen his social media account?
Yeah, it's still got Dortmund shit on there.
Dortmund as his profile. It's like, are you serious?
Jeez, jump in. Sancho.
I would like to treat him like a new player, but it's Sancho. I'll take that 40 million and run also. And what's the vibes in the camp with him? Like, does he even have friends?
Yeah, of course, Rashi. That's
his only friend.
Boom, that's
bait. One.
So just does that say much?
Malasia.
He's on his way out too.
AWB. It's a little crew.
Since you brought up Rashi, how was the one game or 45 minutes that he played compared to Sancho?
Oh, that's a good
performance
question.
Performance-wise, they both played 45 minutes.
Unimpressive.
Football. How are both of their games, if anybody saw
them? Unimpressive.
Just wondering. General consensus?
I'm not going to say Rashi and Sancho's the whole... We know Rashi's going to be in the mix. But, Jerm, go ahead. How do you feel about Sancho?
I want him out, man. I don't want him here, man. I've been telling you that. I want Sancho out. Come on. get him out of here. Everything just compiled, right? The fact that he still has that thing on his social media, that might not really say much, but a young guy, they're always on their phone, always on social media. They think that's saying a statement. I don't really rate him like that. I was patient with him, but for me, he's just as good as gone. Just like
he ain't D1. When I played D1, we used to be like, oh, this dude ain't D1. He can't blow past nobody.
There's a reason why City didn't want him, right? Yeah. And then he went. And then that's the reason why Dortmund is not like claiming to get him, right?
They don't want him.
Exactly.
Listen, Rangers. He didn't blow past nobody.
And just to give you a little, I mean, just to talk about a little bit about preseason, right? I know you guys discussed it yesterday about Lenny Yoro. I don't really want to just hype him up too much, but the fact that that dude is like, what, 6'4", he's got the speed. You just see all the attributes that could form into a just all a right,
we're
top.
We're going to talk about Lenny later. We're going to talk
about you're talking about later? Okay,
yeah, cool. We're going to talk about it. So that was the first current event. This one out. Sancho, no not offer.
Impressive. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Boom. Next question, my man Fabrizio said, when it comes to Ugarte and a midfield situation, he said that all he has heard internally from Manchester United is Ugarte, and you ready for this? Sofyan Amrabat.
Whoa.
Not this Fofana.
Like, is Sofyan going to PSG?
No, that's going to be our second choice midfielder. How do you guys feel about that, Sean? And I'm just going off what just said, dropped an hour ago. I watched his YouTube. That's what he said.
Well, he's saying both of those are coming in?
He's saying that our midfield choices right now, speaking internally at Manchester United, is not this Fofana. It's Amrabat and Ugarte. And I know the Ugarte deal is priced way too high. I know what's going on there. We all know what's going on there. They're just...
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Amrabat. I think he played well towards the end of the season when he was played in a position and got given a good run of games. So I don't mind Amrabat. Remember what he said at the in an interview, we're not going to fix every position this year. I'm not, we do have some youngsters coming through. Maybe give him a run of game. Casemiro playing 20 minutes a game. Obviously, we can't get rid of him also. If we're only going to have, Amrabat in the CDM. But, it is what it is. Is there anything else we can do right now? We're tied for money. I said this yesterday. I think it's time for players to step up. Say, look, I'm not going to get game time here. I need to move on. But they won't do it. They're on too high a wages. So we're stuck for right now. So that's, where we're at.
Bandito, how do you... And I know why I'm bringing this up is because midfield to me right now is the big concern. And if these are our two top midfield options, according to the one of them called Fabrizio, Dan Tossensation, Fabrizio Rosclack. Okay, Bandito. Are these two choices you would be comfortable with coming in next season? And then I'll talk about Amrabat and Ugarte.
It's less than ideal. I mean, Ugarte is more of a destroyer, someone who has the legs and a different profile player. I think Ugarte would be a decent signing for United. It's PSG, they want the same fee that they paid to bring him in from Portugal, and that's not.
They want more.
And then, from what I understand, United had already. Sofyan Amrabat has been back with Fiorentina for about a month already, and they're saying they're not going to pay the 20 million buy clause. So that needle will have to move in order for that deal to happen. So. If we do have Amrabat, that I think that means what does that mean for Scott McTominay? Does that mean that he stays and
Eric Ten Hag said
something different?
Eric Ten Hag said today, and I'm just going to tap my nose. Now, that doesn't mean I want a bumpski, but Eric Ten Hag said today that Scotty McTominay is part of this team, and they would not want to depart from him. So that's
what he's got to say, in fairness, he's got to say that about every player.
He said it about
him. He's not going to say, oh, yeah, this guy is shit, and we can't use him.
All right, and he's the most valuable piece we might have left.
Yeah. So if 30 30 mil comes in for Scott McTominay, I think he's going to go off to West Ham. I don't know. What do you guys?
I think thirty would be my.
Does that help us get this Ugarte?
If anyone's concerned right now,
get DeLitt in.
Right now, our budget, we have 80 million left.
I would, with that 80 million, I'd buy DeLitt and Amrabat. I don't like. Okay, the CDM is a problem, but is it such of a problem as last year if we have DeLitt, Yeleni Yoro, and Martinez sitting in front of it? I don't think it's a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
I would literally get Amrabat because we know he can do it, and then get DeLitt in.
Mm-hmm. I think, Mikey, what's the score?
21-14.
And what position you're playing again?
Running back.
He's trash. I bust that nigga's. Oops, excuse my mouth. That came out palsy. But anyway, Mikey, how you feel about that? Thank you, Bandino. I mean, I'm just saying those are the. And I'm going off Fabrizio. He's not to tell all because Ornstein is the guy. But he's saying that only. He's hearing all we're talking about is Ugarte and Amrabat. Amrabat, y'all, can wait. He'll wait till whenever. He wants to be a Red. So I don't think he's going to be an issue, but if our budget right now is still 80 million and those are our two choices in midfield, how do you feel about that?
Do we know for a fact that's our budget?
Some financial analysis said it today.
Okay, so, I mean, Ugarte is asking for a lot of money, but, I mean, we need – I would like Fofana.
I like him too.
I like Fofana a lot. So – We gotta short it up soon because Casemiro can't do it, and we just can't do it. So I would go in and just I like Sofyan. I think he's good. I think he's the thing with him is that he only proved it in the last few games, right? So it's like we have like this little sample size of him playing in his actual position for the entire year, and he was great at it. Can he replicate that again? There's so many questions there, right? And it's so like many. How much Fiorentina want in order to let that go? Are we willing to pay that, being that we only seen about 4 or 5 games in his actual position? I don't know. I've seen Fofana's a baller, and I'm okay with pulling the trigger on him, but how much money? It just seems like whatever we do, we're going to pay, and I would like to get that DeLitt deal over the line soon because that's the main one for me. And I said even yesterday, I could be a maverick right now and say, you know what, Martinez, go up there and play some CDM. Yeah, we got it back
here. He can do it.
We got it back here. We got the twin towers back here with pace. Go up there and play some CDM. I mean, Pep said it himself. He said we lost because he was playing through us. So he could pass. He could definitely break up the play. So, you know, I don't know if we're hurting for a CDM, but we do need to sign one, and we need to hurry up on that, at least in the next 3 weeks.
Germ.
But not 50 million, no.
Germ. In studio, guys, how do you feel about that?
I'd want to get Ugarte and who else are we talking about?
Fofana.
Not Fofana. DeLitt, yeah. Fofana and yeah, not Fofana. Yeah, DeLitt and Ugarte.
It's vibes in the studio.
Because Fofana.
Sorry, yo, at least what I've some contact. At my least, bad.
At least what I've heard about Fofana, it's mainly something more so like to Atletico or AC Milan, right? It's not really
it's not strong of an interest from United. It's nothing concrete.
Yeah, these are just names being thrown out there. Exactly. But I would like Ugarte just to be alongside right there, Maino, right? So Maino can not have that defensive responsibility as much.
I just want the job done.
Ross piece.
Yeah, exact Ross piece on mine. Because like all, because like literally one, it was like this hour we getting this somebody. 2 hours
Dog,
later,
calm though. It's only been 3 days nice. Since we signed a man, and fine, you just feel stush like everything's supposed to happen now. Calm.
I got like a little spoiled.
We're still in July. Were we in August? Wait, what month was it?
July.
And you just so. You remember who used to run this thing? You remember who used to run this thing? We didn't sign people to the last week, brother.
Yep.
Okay, calm down. Look at you, stush rascal. Anyway, so yeah, bye. You know, I like DeLitt. I just need DeLitt in there because I think he's going to make us a better team. His leadership, his experience. PSG is tripping right now because they just gotten beef. I don't know who's running PSG and doing their business, but they're chief and dope because they got beef with Napoli right now because something over Osimhen. Yeah, so I don't think PSG is thinking right now. I don't think they're thinking right. I think they're just throwing numbers out, and we're ran by people who are just not going to go for the fuckery, and we're giving ourselves options. So I'm just going on. These are current news. Let's get to the big question because we've already – one other current news was that DeLitt is like, come on, come get me. But we don't need to go there because we all want DeLitt. Here's the big question. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, with DeLitt, though, what was the bid yesterday? 34 million.
Yeah, we're way off.
Yeah, they're lowballing it.
Yeah, they want 50.
50.
So why not give them 40 with add-ons?
That's what I was telling Casey earlier.
Sean, but they want it all up front. Bayern Munich is the team that don't give a fuck.
Give them 40 million up front and then give them 10 million in add-ons.
But if you know he's going to be a baller, he's going to get those extra 10, right, with those add-ons.
Yeah. Listen, this is negotiations and...
Hey, at least we know how to negotiate.
Our people used to be like, you want 50? We'll give you 55.
Yeah. Wait, you were asking for 40. Oh, it's okay. We'll give you 60.
We'll give you 60. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But go ahead. What Sean is saying is correct.
Go ahead, Bandito.
The worst part of that is nobody else was in for him.
Exactly.
No one else is in for Sancho.
Yeah.
No one else is coming in for him. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Paid in full.
Paid in full.
Yeah.
And we give you a star academy kid for nothing. No, that's not facts. But anyway. Big question for the day, and I don't know how we're going to get through this. My question and my thought process when I was chilling last night with a ting, and I was like, damn, I love how Ineos is moving. I love how they are active. I love how they multitask. You know, I'm not used to these things. Mm-hmm. Well, for Manchester United, for other sports and organizations, I am, because in L.A. we win everything. But anyway, that's not even now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Celtic.
Ineos. Why would you rep another city, though? You're a waste, man. Why would you listen? Wake up this Boston. Boston don't like you.
You set yourself up for that one, though. You did set yourself up for that.
But we do win everything in L.A., Sean. I've seen every sporting team win a championship. You're next. Anybody?
The Rams win shit, yeah.
What are you talking about? Okay,
we're talking about 3 years ago. Let's keep it footy.
Focus
on discipline.
Went to the Rams one. Let's keep it footy. But anyway, Ineos, getting rave reviews from everybody. I saw Anfield Report make 2 videos about Ineos, giving them props. Mm-hmm. DR Sports had Tottenham fan, Liverpool fan, West Ham fan, Chelsea fan, Arsenal fan, round table, no United fans, bigging up Ineos. TalkSport can't stop doing the thing. My question is, Ineos is doing a good job. They're moving well. They're moving smart. They're being efficient. They're being quick. They're being decisive. They know what they want to do. But they're still, and what's the date again, Jeremy?
Oh, 990 million. 990.
Mike, big question for you gentlemen today. I don't know how we're going to get to the second question. Can you see Ineos building a consistent, and I know consistent means they got to do it multiple times, top 4 team or erasing our debt? Mike, you go first.
I don't think the Glazers want the debt erased.
Wow, deep.
I don't think they want that array. They don't really care for that. I mean, it's a plus if it happens, but I mean, they have an unlimited money glitch. So, like, who cares about the debt? And Ineos only has but this much of a stake. So they're not focused on doing too much to that. I don't think that's what they're there to do. So I don't think it's a non-issue.
Really?
It's going to be there. It's going to continue to be there until the bubble bursts, and then I mean, we make so much money,
but
we can't pay it into the debt all at once. But these guys just refuse. They refuse to make those strides. And I mean, the Glazers still own the club; it's still their club.
And to Mike's point, I know we talked about this.
I love this. A lawyer, legal, banker. No. Go ahead, Go ahead.
It's a win-win for the Glazers, right? Because they're not going to erase the debt, but yet Ineos is raising the value for the team. So it's like, we're still in debt. You guys, we don't have to do any of the legwork. You guys can do everything football related. That's going to raise value for the team, raise ticket sales, more, you know, you got more podcasts. You got people talking about this on a day-to-day basis. That's just money more coming into them. So it's, they don't care.
Bandito, next.
It's all about the results on the pitch.
Right.
And like you said, if you can do that, however you structure that debt, I'll be well happy with that if we get success on the pitch. What's the long game for Ineos is kind of your question too. Is it full ownership, 50% ownership? Do they want to take on that debt? Because that was the original plan, right? If you're gonna buy the club, you're gonna buy the debt. So is that the long game for them? I don't know.
I'm going to speak out of turn. My thing was, I thought that if the more we take from the debt, and you guys are definitely smarter than me, I went to school and athletic scholarship. If we take more from the debt, we can use more towards buying things, have more capital, so we don't have to use credit to get things. So I thought more we erase from the debt, more we can spend in the transfer budget. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong, you guys. So if we say if we take – $200 million off the debt. Can we use that to help with FFP? But is that all contract based?
Who's putting $2 million for $2 million forward?
I don't know. Ineos is a billionaire. Billionaires.
Say, yo, billionaires. Instead of taking money this year, let's give the money back. Like, nobody's doing that. They're not doing that. It's not in their best interest.
So capitalist.
I'm wondering if Ineos actually has something in the contract, because if Ineos are going to pay off this $1 billion debt that we're in, then the Glazers are not going to do any of it. And then Ineos ends up taking over the company. You have to spend an extra $1 billion taking over the company. So I'm wondering if somewhere in that contract, you know, if they're paying it off, it goes off towards the, you know, when they finally buy Manchester United.
That's a very good point, Sean. That's actually a good point.
Because why would they pay it off?
And so, like, what Sean is pointing is, like, what's the incentive of them paying it off, right? Yeah. Yeah, there has to be an incentive.
So I always, how you doing, Glenn? Good to see you. Glenn, the question right now is, what will happen first, a consistent top four squad or the debt getting erased? I'm learning a lot. I actually thought Ineos' goal was to own the team in the long run. Does anybody know that answer?
Yeah.
Huh?
You're telling
Glenn. Was that a question for me?
No, it's the question for everybody. So I'm just letting you know where we're at. So I'm getting educated right now because Mikey says, what'd you say, Mikey? Who pays that? Who's going to do that? And Sean says, what's in the contract? Is Ineos trying to own the team? Is that basically what you said, Sean?
Yeah, like there's no incentive for them to pay off. Can
I speak quick? Because
you're going to have to speak quick, Glenn. That's the whole purpose.
I'm sorry, mate. I got in here late, lads. And to be honest with you, this whole financial Ineos bullshit, backshit, FFP, it's fucking pissing me off, to be honest with you.
What do you mean there's no FFP?
We should be talking about football. Fuck this money shit. What we doing?
Well, you know what, Glenn? Glenn. We did talk a little football. Right now, you just arrived 25 minutes into the show. We did talk football. So don't go into the rant about the bullshit. We have been talking football. We talked a lot of football. Right now, you're in the middle of a question.
Show. We should be talking about finance. No one gives a fuck about finance. All right, football.
Glenn, thank you. I don't learn. Okay. I don't know where I'm at with it right now because I don't learn.
I'm with Glenn on
this. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you why, too, though. But hear me. Forget about Manchester United. Forget about our debt. For everybody that's in debt and cries about debt, they turn around in like 3 weeks and be like, here's $100 million on top of the debt. Here's like $100 million more. go on, add on to it. Like, it doesn't seem to faze him. So why do we need to stress about it? Let's
work
on success. Top four.
Because
so
we talk about
four.
It because everybody's talking about it. That's the thing. Every football show is talking about Ineos. They're talking about. So we're not exempt to talk about it. It's a Manchester United.
It's a problem. It's an issue. Look what Barca's going through.
About the debt.
Barca can't play football because they are in debt.
That's rough on them.
They can't play football.
Bro, you got the fucking option. You're obsessed with money. Talk about football.
But hold on. But finances is a part of football. Hold up. Finances is a part of football. You need finances to sign players.
No money, no football.
Exactly.
I feel Glenn.
You need money to pay players. You need money to sign other players.
Do you know why we can only spend 100 and something? Because we have a debt we got to be responsible for. And it's the Glazers' fault. But anyway.
I think the conversation,
go ahead, Bandito.
I think the conversation on here will be still about
Glenn, chill.
I think what the conversation started off with was Ineos and the structure and how they're doing different.
Yeah,
and
it did.
It just kind of went into a bit of finance. So it's not like we're here talking about FFP formulas and all that. We're talking about the new structure and Ineos and what that means.
Which is beautiful.
And people find that interesting.
It is, because we've been deprived of structure. Yeah. We didn't know people could multi-pass and run a team. We didn't know that a guy who runs the football operations will go to the coach and say, maybe you should put that guy at a false nine. You know? We didn't have that before. We actually don't have anything to complain about at this juncture, but that. So my whole thing was, when I was asking this question, is because I'm impressed by Ineos. Glenn, forgive me for being impressed by Ineos, and I'm just impressed by their movement. They are moving better than I thought they was, because when I came into the summer, gentlemen, and I don't know how you guys felt, I was like, Ineos ain't gonna be able to sign shit this summer, because we're so fucked off in the financial part. But look what they've done. They got rivals meat riding. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? This is internet radio. We can do whatever we want to do. Say whatever we want to do. And please don't drink and drive. So that's where we're at. So since, you know, Glenn, I love to have you here. You're beautiful. Let's get into Ahmad. No. Where are we at? Oh, we got 5 minutes. Let's get into Ahmad and Euro. I don't see how they are droppable at this point off this juncture.
Whoa, wait. Drop.
I'm starting.
That's really.
I'm starting Ahmad over Garnacho. I'm starting Ahmad over Garnacho. Anybody want to disagree? Oh, take the floor.
That's the most recency biased take.
What'd I say?
That is the most recency biased take.
About Ahmad and Garnacho?
Yeah. That was a preseason.
Ahmad.
Not even
showed
a full
strength. He keeps the ball. He drops into the middle. He allows our wingers to push high so he can drop into a middle space. That's why Euro was playing in the right back position, because Wan-Bissaka was able to push wide and Ahmad dropped into that middle. Garnacho don't do that.
Okay. I think we should let Mikey speak on this, because I know he was a big advocate on putting Ahmad in, seeing something different. Do you have any response as to what Casey's take?
Hey, Casey, that was very good. That was good, astute observation right there. But what I will say is, undroppable, I don't know. But
that's strong.
We should definitely see more of Ahmad this year than we did in prior years. I'm here for it. I think the guy he's gonna have his rough times. He's gonna get bossed around a little bit. He's a little undersized, but I think he's direct. He has pace. He can beat defenders, and when he gets into those positions, he can make things happen. So,
and that's what Sean
Garnacho, but
that's
okay.
What Sean was talking about, playing with wingbacks. Ahmad allows that. Glenn, you're next. How do you think about Ahmad in this play in Euro? And do you think we have anything better than them, Glenn?
I was doing, lads. Mate, I think Ahmad's fucking brilliant, but it comes to the point that Mikey and Sean agreed on last night, that United would would be better with fucking wingbacks. It would be better with wingbacks.
What's your definition of a wingback?
We don't need the Amads. We don't need the Garnachos. We don't need the Rashfords. We don't need the Anthonys. If you want to play wingbacks, you guys got this all epitome that because England played wingbacks during the Euros, it would suit United.
I never said that.
No, I'm just saying.
Tell me why. And I asked you five times. Let me finish. I asked you five times on the chat last night and you ignored me. Why would United be better with wingbacks? And please explain tactically why. Can you do that?
Well, first off, I didn't get it in the chat yesterday, so you didn't put it in.
No, you did. I messaged you three times, mate. You saw it. You just ignored it.
No, I can show that
you didn't. Damn, Glenn, why are you raging? Are you all right? He had a bad day?
He wrote it on Facebook, but he watched the show for 10 minutes. I answered all those questions in like the 35th minute. But
no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Watch the show back. I'll bet you $20,000.
I posted it.
Did.
Damn.
All right.
I posted it four times, and you dodged it because you couldn't answer it.
Okay. Did you watch the entire show? Did you watch the entire show?
Yeah. Mikey Sean, hold on. Glenn.
So let's move.
Glenn, what's a wingback?
Let's move past the fact about if they ignored it or not, or all those. But what, like, I would like to hear their take, even though I heard the show.
Relaxing. Please answer that question. Please answer that question, lads.
Well, yeah, if you give me a chance. I think they can get, I think with the wingbacks, it will allow them to go forward. Anthony's dog shit. Rashford played dog shit last year. So, again, what is the point of having him? So what's the point of having him? If you can have two people on the right-hand side who can go forward. And talking about England played a lot better to have wingbacks. When they changed their system to have wingbacks, they played better.
Seems simple to me.
Yeah. So you have the wingbacks to go forward. You have the internal, the, you know, Foden.
So who are the wingbacks? Who are the wingbacks?
Luke Shaw can play wingback, and then Delo right now can play it.
Yeah.
And right now, until we can get someone better to move forward, like Frimpong. Absolutely.
I don't see what the problem.
Okay. Let me stop it there for a minute in the football terms. So you want Delow and Luke Shaw as wingbacks. So what are you now going to do with our wingers? Where's Garnacho going?
What do we have last year with wingers? No one put a fucking cross in. So what's the difference?
If you're going to play a wingback system, where does Garnacho go? Where does Rashford go? Where does Diallo go? He was just bigging up. Where does Diallo go? If you play wing backs, those players have to go inside.
It was an idea.
Well, Zerski can do that, and Ahmad can do that.
Yeah, and you can also play them in the position that Bellingham.
And then
Zerski can do that. How do you know he can do that?
Because he shows in the film he can. He's good with the ball at his feet, and he drops into the middle. That people compare him to a 10. So the man can drop and play with the ball. Okay. All right. Bye. Okay. So anyway,
hold on real quick. Hold on. If we're going off of the show, right?
Yeah.
The point of when we brought up the wingbacks is we don't want ETH to be rigid. We want him to try things. Right. So if we sign that third center back, even I've said, you know, we could play Martinez a little bit more. Yeah. We could do all kinds of stuff. We're just talking about different things we could try with the players that we. We'll get options. With different personnel. We don't have to try the 4-3-2-1, all this other stuff. We could just go in and try different things through the year. All of us bitched the entire year about how Ten Hag wouldn't do this. He won't do that. He won't. He gets defensive. We all bitched about it. Some of us wanted him out. Some more than others wanted him out. Some wanted him out in December. Okay, because his tactics were bad. So we're just saying things that could possibly happen. If we play wingbacks, if we did this, we invite the idea of it. It's just ideas. None of us are fucking in the Premier League. We're just having an opinion.
Not okay,
and I agree with Sean wholeheartedly. We could play that sometimes, especially when it comes to injury. Take a man out the midfield, get centralized, play on the wing, get guys. You know, we could do all kinds of different stuff because we're getting the personnel now. The issue for years is that we haven't had the personnel. We cried for years for CDM. Back. We got one. Now he's not good. So that's all we're saying here. Nobody's...
But listen. It's my only comment to you, right? And you play the game, I know, right? So if you're going to play wing backs, right? You're going to play three centre backs.
Yeah.
You're going to play two wing backs, which naturally is three centre midfielders and probably two forwards, right? You play a 3-5-2, whatever. We've got players like Garnacho, Ahmad, Rashford, Anthony. If you're going to play that system with wing backs, those players, listen, those players have to play inside. And they can't play inside. So now you've got to have top quality free centre midfielders. And if you do, those wingers are done. So why would we play that system when we've got those quality wingers out there? And are we going to play two centre forwards with Xerxes and fucking Haaland together? That's never going to happen. You're never going to see wing backs with fucking Ten Hag this season. With a squad, you're never going to see it. It's
okay, well, thank you, Glenn. I think you're mistaken about playing Xerxes and Haaland together. They can actually play perfect together. So we're going to end it on that note.
How do you know that?
I'm just going off what I saw.
How do you know that?
How do you don't know?
So they.
How do you don't know?
Haaland and Xerxes can play perfectly together.
Have you seen Xerxes play? Facts. Okay, Bandito. We're going to go to a little footy culture right now. Bandito, please tell us about the J-League and what your time. Well, and tell us about the Milk Cup. I'm so sorry, brother.
Oh, this is great radio. All right. So since you last saw me on here, I had gone to Tokyo on
Far
holiday.
Far East.
And what I like to do, I like to integrate football into my trips. So I got some J-League football. So... it was at Tokyo Stadium. It's the home of two clubs, FC Tokyo and Tokyo Verde. And it's also the home of the Japanese national team for football and rugby. Coming up to the ground, like a lot of things in Japan, it's about a half a mile from the train station. So you're walking in with all the supporters off the train into the ground. It's a shirter culture. It's a scarf culture that everyone's wearing colors and scarves and stuff like that.
Like MLS?
Similar, you would say. The ground was fantastic. So it was built in 2001, I think, for the World Cup, the Japan-Korea World Cup.
They got a better ground than the U.S.? Copa America?
So it gave me kind of like Latin American vibes because there's no inner concourse. You badge
sound
in.
Sound like a fucking wedding singer.
You could walk all the way around the ground. So you can get in. You can get into the home section. You can go to the away section. You can get in the middle. So it's a little different. I'll say the level of play in the J League. I've watched football in the U.S. up and down the pyramid, and I would probably put it at about the USL, which is the second tier of.
Oh, okay, I got a good picture.
U.S. football. Not very many foreign players. It was only like one team had one foreign player, and the other one had two. As far as the atmosphere goes, they're very polite, but Japan is a drinking culture. So, but you don't really see people like super drunk,
sloppy.
Right?
And they're not
sloppy. Not like the studio.
No,
not like the studio.
Oh my!
Or at home. But I will say, it was constant noise. So out of the away section and the home supporters section behind the goal. It was almost like an Italian Latin American ultra vibe with banners.
Was this a United game or no?
No.
This was J League, FC Tokyo. I don't remember the name of the other team that played. But the atmosphere was good. Out of a 50,000 seater, there was probably about 30,000 people there. But good noise out of the crowd. So that was a bit of the culture. Leaving the grounds, it's like that, like at the World Cup, people start cleaning up and they start sorting their rubbish, and it's like an orderly walk back to the subway station. So real enjoyable. Food was decent. Yeah, that was my experience with J League football. I would encourage people, if you go, if you travel, if you're on your holiday and there's football going on, go see a local game, go see a J League game or something like that. Soak in the culture and the football. It was really enjoyable.
Drinking. And I'm really fantasizing about being out there
in Japan.
Right. Is that
I went fishing in the Poconos last week. Can I tell you about that?
Tell me about the milk cup. A boy had a brace.
Oh, milk cup. So, Northern Ireland, I think they're calling it the Super Cup Northern Ireland now. Northern Ireland. United U16s are in there. One of the players that we saw in the those U18 runs, Bendito Matato.
I love his name.
Playing in there, getting himself a brace. So, other players that have shined at the Milk Cup, you know, Marcus Rashford and Ryan Giggs and stuff like, you know, players like that throughout the years. It's been going on since the early 80s. And United will bring a large contingency of fans from Manchester and all over Ireland to go watch matches in Northern Ireland for the Milk Cup.
Glenn, have you been, ever been to the Milk Cup? Is it shit?
My cousin Ben Thornley, he shined there.
What did he do?
He shined there, my cousin.
What did he do?
He crossed the ball for Keith Gillespie for the diving header against FC Dallas.
Hey, you actually like our new goalie coach, don't you?
Fucking mint, mate. Yeah, I do.
Oh, nah, nah.
Is your son going to
play? Now it's dark here now.
Wow, that was an energetic show.
Have you gone off?
Nah, what is going, Glenn? What is going
how
on
many
over
drinks,
here?
How many drinks?
It's dark. He came in with rage. Was it a bad day?
Hey, Mikey, you gotta say something. What you said about Lenny Yoro's face?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute.
What was your take? That he didn't like his face. He looks like very disinterested. I was telling Casey, I think that's just a French thing, I feel like. I feel like they got that vibe where they're just too cool for school, too cool to care. Isn't that what they always got on Martial about? Like,
I think it's swag.
Yeah, that's a swag, right? There's just a French thing.
Yeah.
That's what I associated to.
I think Sean kind of corrected me yesterday, like he watched the entire thing. I just watched the clips of him like holding the jersey and he's just like, and it's just like, damn, bro. But hey, look, if Sean says he looked excited to be there, then hell, I don't know. I'll be excited. So maybe I shouldn't, you know, compare me to him. He's a professional. You know what I'm saying? But I'd be over the wall. Like, I couldn't contain myself. But like, he's showing it, like, oh, yeah, I'm at United.
I feel like
he's talking about cancer now. Lenny Yoro.
Say it again. What'd you say, Glenn?
What are you talking about? I lost signal. Who are you talking about?
We're talking about
Lenny.
Lenny Yoro in his face, because he has a very he has a demeanor where it looks like it's kind of nonchalant, but he's not interested. Some people think. Go ahead. What do you think about his look?
Did you hear that he spoke to Rio before he came?
Yes.
Yeah. That's fucking.
And me. Rio had his shirt off. I'm like, pause. Rio had his shirt off the whole time.
This boy is like the new Varane, mate. He's going to be top class. I know you guys talked earlier about the back three, mate. He can't play in the back three.
What are you
he's
talking
be
about?
In a back. Right, listen to me. Listen to my opinion.
Okay, let's go. We got back 2 minutes. Two. You have a minute to get your opinion out.
Back two, him and Martinez with Shaw and Dalo. Top back four. Done.
Yeah,
we don't need a three. We don't need Dalit. We're not going to play a back three. No one wins a Premier League playing a back five.
But
we'll go back four.
Don't
we'll
you believe it. You're a better team if he can do different type of systems, if he can interchange, if he can be able to move guys forward?
No, because Ten Hag Ten Hag started that way, and we got wellied by Brighton and Brentford. No one plays that way in the Premier League if you want to win the Premier League. City don't play with a back five.
Well, I can.
Liverpool don't play with a back five. This ain't fucking Southgate. We go with a back four.
And why do you keep bringing England into this?
Well, one thing I would say to him is that, what do you mean we don't need the lid? We had injuries. We need depth.
Lenny Yero is going to be our best right back we've had in a minute. Lenny Yero is going to be the best right back we've had in a long time. He has passing skills. He can break the line.
He's a right center back.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. But he plays in that right back area. If you watch, did you watch the game? We got 30 seconds.
I've seen every single game, mate.
I feel like I haven't heard cheese.
I've heard cheese. You didn't hear it, but I hear it. I hear it. Listen, this has been fun. It's always been fun. Listen, remember, guys, listen. Check this out. These are good times to be a United supporter. These are good times. We're talking right now. It's going back and forth, but we're all entitled to opinions, and everybody's respected. But these are good times. We should be happy that we're having actually semi-Cadillac problems. My question tonight is, I thought if we release this debt, we can be able to spend $400 million. That's all I'm thinking about. Great show. Everybody check out United Zone. They come on Mondays and Thursdays. Thursdays, a great show. I totally enjoy it. Western. Yeah, Mikey gone already. Shout out to Mikey, Bandito, Glenn, the studio. We're out. We're in the whip. Up the fucking Reds.
Up the fucking
Thank you,
Reds.
You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.